Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. McNair moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Tresh moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross juggles the ball. That's an error on Ross. McNair scores. Tresh moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Tresh scores. Hayes moves to third. QL moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Ross reaches second base with a double. Lodigiani goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Newsom applying the tag. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosenthal. The throw from Hayes, and Nagel drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosenthal scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. McNair steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Lottigiani applying the tag. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rigney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. D. Miles pinch hits for Bill Nagel. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to third. Miles moves to second. One out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Siebert scores. Miles moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Buck Ross. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Dean reaches second base with a double. Miles scores. Lottigiani goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Dean moves to third. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Ambler now playing second base. Chubby Dean now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosenthal. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Newsom applying the tag. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rigney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive into center field. Krivic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Ambler moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Ambler moves to third. Dean moves to second. Joe Gantenbian pinch hits for Skeeter Newsom. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Gantenbian now playing second base. Wayne Ambler now playing shortstop. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. Krivic moves to second. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Krivic moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.